Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 161 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2 tonight, Super Nintendad. What's up, dude?
What's going on, brother?
This just turned into a wrestling interview. Like, I feel like I'm going to snap into a Slim Jim or something. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you another thing, brother.
Well, that music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. And remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. Pick up something awesome like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels or Ready Player One. The chair I'm sitting in and the desk I'm sitting at from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. You'll automatically save $10 at checkout. I love this stuff. It's amazing. I love this stuff. I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't. So check it out. N64josh.com/OPC. Lastly, if you want to get yourself an extra podcast each month and all the past ones, they're all available on Patreon. Patreon.com/N64josh for just $1 and get yourself an extra show the first Saturday of each month. So just shout out to everybody that's a Patreon. Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys are awesome. With that, I think we're going to get to our announcements.
Hey, listen.
Guys, another castle is finally here. Well, almost. Tuesday, January 15th. That's going to be the launch. It'll probably be a midnight release, so you can actually get it Monday at 9 p.m. if you're on the West Coast. So that will be live. There will be a, you can read it if you want, or you can listen to it. I'm going to be recording the audio version this weekend. And I'm so excited to share this with you guys. Like, it has been a labor of love, and I really hope it just I really hope it can add a ton of value to all the readers. So I'm really, really pumped for it. And so I hope you guys like it. I really hope you like it. There's going to be a lot more NPC on the way. I'm doing just a lot of shows. There's a surprise for you guys. There's going to be a monthly show with the Nintendo guru, and we're going to be doing like a deep dive into the history of retro games. So like once a month, we're going to pick one game and we're going to look at the history of it and the development and all that stuff. And so that will be fun. You'll find it right here on this feed. We haven't figured all the details out yet, but you know, it's happening. Another exciting interview is happening this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Twitch. And then, of course, it'll just be in your feeds. And we're going to be interviewing a developer. And he was kind enough to give me 25 of his 25 codes. And so we're going to be giving some of those away. I think we may give it away during that show. I may give some away during the first look on Friday. So I don't have the name of the game in front of me, but it's an 8-bit 2D. I believe it's a 2D side scrolling racer. So it should be kind of cool. I'm excited to check it out. So, but you'll get to hear a little behind the scenes of the development of that game. So it should be a fun show. Don't forget, we have weekly Mario Kart tournaments that I update every Thursday. I got to make sure I do that tonight. We have our weekly Mario Kart tournament going on. All you got to do is, jump in the Discord, look in the Mario Kart chat at the pinned tweet, the pinned message. There's a code there, and just say, hey, I'm going to jump in and do my my weekly tournament. You have to have at least one other person with you. And, you know, you can do some racing. We're going to try to get that going on Monday nights, to get Mario Kart Mondays kind of going again, where we'll do at least 8 of those races. So if you want to be able to knock out your 8 races for the tournament Monday nights, you can do it on stream with me. We do have a Smash Bros. Tournament that's going to happen this Saturday. Okay. This Saturday, we're teaming up. The Smash Bros. Cast is teaming up with Beyond the Metagame. And so first prize is a $40 eShop card. Second prize is a $20 eShop card. And third prize is a $10 eShop card. It is free to enter. You can go to n64josh.com/smash tournament for all the details and signing up. So again, you can check in at 9:30 Saturday morning, the Pacific Standard Time. And then the top 8 will be live stream at 7 PM right here on twitch.tv/n64josh, which is where I do all my streaming, guys. You're going to find me here pretty much 5 days a week, starting at 3 PM. So love to have you come and hang out. Be awesome. And first looks are going to kick off tomorrow again for this year. So we'll be checking out some new games and looking forward to that. Sunday afternoon, evening, my wife and I will be doing Super Mario, the new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. And I promise you, it is going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. So pretty pumped. But while we've got the host of the We Like Indies podcast, I think we're going to talk about some indies here. Let's jump on over to that. All right. So, Mr. Super Nintendad, any indies that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, yeah, there's quite a few. This week, they're back to their shenanigans, releasing like 30 games in a week. They got this game called Cave Blazers. It's kind of like a 2D dungeon crawler. It's you gotta make it through the dungeon or make it through the cave, attacking enemies, and like if you save like pedestrians, I guess they're villagers, like they'll end up helping you throughout the dungeon. And if you die, you start back at the beginning, you lose all your stuff, but you can kind of, I guess it's a roguelike, and because you lose everything, but you kind of have a feel for which way to go and what way to take. So Cave Blazers, that's out today. Okay. And that one was pretty good. There's this other game called Double Cross. I don't know if you heard of it, Josh.
I mean, I've seen some reviews that it's not receiving the best welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's made the 13 AM games, I believe, but, they did, Runbow.
Okay.
And so now this game is kind of like Mega Man ish. You kind of have, you run around and I'm laughing because in the chat, Mel is very upset because you can't record clips.
Of course.
You can only take screenshots. So she's very angry.
Yeah.
So basically, you are on like this ship and you go through and have to go to different planets and beat each of the levels using different power-ups that you get along the way. And kind of like Mega Man ish meets Mighty Number 9, I guess.
Don't say that.
No, okay. So it's kind of like somewhere in the middle between the two. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't bring up Mighty Number 9.
No.
Talking about a game.
Nope.
Yeah, so there's that game that came out today. And I also played, I don't know. Did I play anything else? I played Everything. I don't know if you heard about Everything.
I don't think I have.
Everything is kind of like you play this game where you kind of start off as like this beam of light, and then it, you kind of, with that beam of light, you, in my case, it's randomly generated. So it's like I started off as a wolf, but they don't like walk. Everything kind of just rolls like a square tire. And so the wolf is just kind of like walking like a, it's kind of like doing a flip, but the way he does it, it looks very weird. And then you go on, you can become a tree, you can become all sorts of different different people, animals, different species and things like that. It's very weird. And then there, real quick, there's this other game. It's called, Mama Dora. It's like Reverie Under the Moonlight, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, thanks. You cannot become Wawa, but, yeah, so that game, it's like you start off as like this girl and her weapon is like a leaf. It's just a leaf. And you run around and get different power-ups. Just, I mean, they're all like, it's like a 2D platformer. Yeah, so far that seems pretty good. And then I can't think of anything else that I got today.
That's already four, man. You're crazy.
All right, but one of the last thing is Light Seekers, which is like a free to play. It's like a free to play card game. I haven't played it yet because I want to go play it, and like a thing pops up and says, "In order to play this, you need to undock. This only works undocked." So, so you need to, it looks, I mean, it's just like a card game, kind of like, looks like Magic the Gathering. I don't know if you ever heard of Magic the Gathering.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So there's that, that is, there's only, I guess there was only four games. I said there's three, but then Mel, correct me, said there's four of the games that have been handheld only. And most of them are because they require the touchscreen to use.
Right.
I believe one of the games was some game you were doing a quick look on. And it was like, in order to do this magic power, like ice along the level, like you can play the whole game, but then, in order to put the ice underneath your character, you need to use the touch screen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
Nihambra, was that the?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
And then nothing else until tomorrow with Tails and Mario Deluxe.
Hey, you're getting into the other, you're no spoilers, man. Take it easy here. All right. Ready for the news? This is hilarious, guys. I cannot wait to talk about this. All right. So shout out to Plumber 4578 for tagging me on Twitter with this. I love this. This is a tweet from @TomKCT5. Okay. It's a news. He's in a news chopper. And that's what it said. We sent out our helicopter to get aerials of Arrowhead Stadium. On its way there, it noticed a game of Mario Kart had broken out on the Crown Vision board at Kauffman Stadium. And there's video. I have the link here if you want to check it out. But they're literally playing Mario Kart on the Jumbotron. I want an invite to this thing. Like, I want to play Mario Kart on the biggest screen possible. Yeah. It's finally the big enough screen for 8-man Smash. You know, you'd be able to see where you were. Because, you know.
Yes. Exactly.
Chat says it's a shame it's 4x3. Give me 16 by nine. I, you know what?
4x3, you know.
It did look like they were playing on a phone, like the way, you know.
So just play Punch Out in Tate mode.
There you go. There you go. But it is pretty cool to see that, you know, and then all the tweets are like, well, someone's getting fired. It turns out it was part of a, there was a charity event, and I believe somebody could buy a package that allowed them to go into the stadium and play Mario Kart on that screen. So, or I don't know if it was Mario Kart specifically, or they got to choose. I'm not really sure, but, you know, pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, if you knew about it, Josh, would you be all over there?
I don't know. It's so, like, that'd be pretty awesome. That'd be pretty, pretty awesome. But, so, we have a bunch of release dates for games coming out down the road a little ways. Final Fantasy X and X2 are April, I believe 16th. It's 16th, because I only put the first there, but that's not, it's the 16th. And then 12 is April 30th.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
So you got like 2 weeks to beat two long JRPGs before the 12 comes out.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So make sure to knock those out quick, kids. All right. Yoshi's Crafted World. Guys, I kind of don't think we're getting a direct anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think?
We got a tweet direct.
We got a lot of videos. A lot of indies. Got Yoshi. We got Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn. So Yoshi's Crafted World got a release date of 329. Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn, March 8th. And Dragon Dogma, April 26th. So, which looks like a pretty massive RPG. And, you know, they had it. I think Amazon has a pre-order special on it where you can get it for like $27.99. So,
yeah, it's I believe it's $29.99, but I guess it's a part of the 10% off or whatever.
Yeah, I don't really know. But anyway, so we'll be checking it out on my channel when it arrives. So as soon as I posted it, there were some people in the Discord that were like, this is my favorite game ever, you know? So that's, that was cool.
Dragon Dogma.
Yeah. Dragon Dogma. So, not a game I'm real familiar with it. Honestly, guys, it's been kind of a little bit of a slow news week, other than a lot of, you know, handful of videos. Mm-hmm. For games that are releasing,
there's one of my favorite games of all time coming out next week on the Nintendo Switch, and that's The Legend of Zelda 2.
That's right.
On the as one of the two NES games for the Nintendo Network Online or Online Network, whatever, Nintendo Online. We got Legend of Zelda 2 and Blaster Master.
Yeah. Didn't it used to be three or four games? Now it's down to two, huh?
Uh-oh. Well, you know, we might get like an SP game.
Yeah. We'll probably get three of those.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. So, yeah. There you go. That, I know Splatfest came and went, and I believe Friends beat out Family.
Yeah, Friends did beat out Family, won the vote. But Friends won the singles and the doubles.
Gotcha. There you go. Seems like isn't that usually the case? Whoever wins the vote loses.
Pretty much, yeah. They like changed the rules around to try to get rid of that, but it didn't seem to help.
Yeah.
And then there's an ARMS
party crash
this weekend.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, you've got the Smash Bros. Event going on. So, which I believe it said something about double XP, but I didn't actually get to.
Yeah, for the Spirit Board, it's double XP.
Yeah.
And SP.
Well, there you go. So, like I said, kind of slow. We have an interesting talking point, though. So let's move over to that, and then we'll get to our sales and releases.
Here we go!
All right. So a little bit of backstory here. Picked up Just Dance 2019. Immediately put it in my wife's Switch. Immediately went to the eShop and purchased a year of Just Dance. I think it's Ultimate or something like that. Just Dance.
It's like this season pass.
Yeah, it's like you get 400 songs for a year. Okay.
Right.
So I immediately purchased it, then went back to the game. Nothing. It showed in the eShop that we had 365 days.
Yeah.
But the DLC would not show up on her console. So after an hour and getting very frustrated, I mean, I went into Ubisoft's website and I relinked her Switch, right? Her account to that Switch. I did everything I could think to do right before I got onto their support.
Yeah.
And they were like, we have never heard of this. Unlimited. There you go. Just Dance Unlimited. Thanks, Strako. And so I get with their support and they're like, we've never had this happen. Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. So today, this has still been going. This was like the 19th of December. Right. And it's almost been a month and they still haven't been able to figure it out. And so, you know, I'm like, I'd been thinking over the holiday, I was like, as I kept getting emails and stuff, I'm like, you know, I should just call Nintendo and see. But then I just kind of forgot, didn't do it, whatever. So they sent me a message today. They're like, hey, we need you to make sure that you have, port forwarding, and we need a picture of your in-game, you know, picture of the in-game and a picture of the DLC purchase and like all the, and I've already sent a lot of this stuff, you know, and this, I mean, so they're talking to developers, like it's gone past support now. Developers are involved. They've given us, we have like 516 days of Just Dance Unlimited, right?
Yeah. Okay. Still not working.
So I call Nintendo just to see. I'm like, you know what? Let's just see if maybe they, I wasn't expecting them to have an answer. The guy goes, talking to the guy, and he goes, oh, it looks like you have three accounts on that Switch. I said, no, there's one account. He goes, well, I can see three. I said, wait a minute. And I gave him my son's gamer tag. I'm like, is that? He's like, yeah, it's on that Switch. I'm like, I have to deregister her account on that other Switch and register. It didn't do it automatically, did it? And he goes, no, it didn't. So I had to go in to the other Switch, deregister her account, and then registered on her new, on her Switch, the one we got her recently. And the song showed up immediately.
So you had to like make it the home system?
Exactly. Exactly. You have to make it. So in the eShop, there's an area where you can, if you have more than like, let's say, you know, Super Nintendo and I wanted to share our game library. He would sign in on my Switch and register as my Switch would be registered as his console. And then he would sign in as me on his console. Now he would be getting the short end of this stick, but he would sign in, or I would sign in on his and register. And then I would still be able to sign into my Switch and play my games as long as I was signed in when I played, except we can't play the same game at the same time. You also do not get DLC. The DLC is only tied to the account that is registered. So, I'm a little bit upset with myself that I didn't catch this right away, but I didn't even know her account was still on that other Switch, and my son has been using it. So I had no clue. I thought once I signed her into the new one, she would be good to go, but I never even went to check. So if you run into a similar issue where DLC is not showing up. Make sure that you're not signed into more than one Switch. And if you are, make sure the Switch that you want to have the DLC, that is the Switch you are registered on. So, and I actually thought I had transferred her account, but I don't think I did. I don't think she had any, she didn't have any saves or anything that she really cared about. So all I did was when we got the new one, I just signed her in and said, you're good to go. And, yeah. So lesson learned. If you want DLC on the console you plan on playing the most, make sure that you are registered that way. So
not only that, but if you sell a system, make sure you deactivate it before you sell it.
Also a good point. Yeah.
Because when my Switch broke, I had to get the other one, but I wasn't able to deactivate the old one. So I had to call Nintendo support and they had to remotely deactivate it. And then that way I could activate it on my new system.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I said, I'm waiting to hear back from Ubisoft. And by the way, those guys were awesome. The customer service was top notch. Like, and I mean, at one point I was getting pretty frustrated and I'm like, wait, there's no reason for me to get upset with the support person here. It's not there, you know, it was just a very frustrating experience, but they were super cool the entire time. And, you know, so I'm curious to see what the response is going to be since I sent them the last message and said, hey, I fixed it. You know, I hope it's a little bit of relief and I hope they can add it to their, you know, now to their support. If someone else
has the same issue, they will know what it is.
Yeah. And it's a really easy fix. I mean, I'm not kidding. I went through like, cause they're like, you got to make sure your port forwarding, all that stuff. Like I said, so I'm like, okay, wait a minute. If literally my router is what's blocking me out, I just turned my hotspot on my phone and tried to get it to log in that way. And it still didn't work. So I'm like, Switch and do the 30 month unlimited and or the 30 day unlimited. And it's like, it works immediately. I'm like, so there's no way it's my router. Like, you know, so anyway, lesson learned. But, with that, let's move on to the coming soon North American download for January 10th. Hey, why'd that play early? Come on. There we go. That's better.
Wasn't me.
All right. Wasn't you. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad it wasn't you. So I got to say, opening up Nintendo Life to see the Nintendo download for the 10th of January, seeing a big picture of Super Mario U. Gets me excited.
Yes.
Gets me excited. So for Switch retail, we've got Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe coming out tomorrow. Also, Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition will be out tomorrow. That's $49.99 and new Super Mario Bros., which also includes Super Luigi U. You're basically getting two games for the price of one, which is cool. So, and they've added a few things as well. You got Peachette, which doesn't include Nintendo is, they made it clear there is no Bowsette, so it's never happening. Sorry guys.
But there is Blue Toad.
Toad. So. All right. So eShop, we got Double Cross, which we talked about. We got Neo Geo title. Ragnagard looks like the name. Not a game I'm familiar with. It looks like it's a fighting game released by SNK in 96. Animus standalone. Block Quest Maker. You can stop me if any of these are ones you've heard of or you're excited for.
Yeah, block during they had the Nintendo like an indie world in Japan, and Block Quest Maker was one of the games that was announced. It's kind of like Overhead. It looks kind of like very pixelated, and you can everything's like blocks, and you can create your own levels. So it's kind of like you can make it so, oh, you need to kill these three blobs before that door will open, and so you can kind of create your own levels and then have people play through them, and I think they can even rate them. So yeah, it's a pretty neat little game.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Brick Breaker. Bury Me My Love, Cave Blazers, clock simulator. I mean, it's get any better than that.
I mean, yeah. Simulator, yeah.
Combat Core. Everything, which we talked about. Forever Forest. Gnome's Garden 2. Grab Lab. Hive Jump.
Hive Jump is out tomorrow, yeah.
Hopiko, I think is how you say it. Inside My Radio. Knock 'em Down Bowling. Light Seekers. Momodora, that's the one you were talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
Onimishu, that was a big deal when that was announced. A lot of people were excited for that. Warlords.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
Onimusha Warlords.
Yeah.
Was a PS2 game, and it came out of some of the prototypes when they were making Resident Evil 2 on the PlayStation 1. And so two of the prototypes ended up becoming, one became Devil May Cry and the other one became Onimusha Warlords. And now the first one is, there were three on the PS2, and now this is coming out on the Switch, the first one.
Right on, that's cool. So, yeah. Little history lesson there. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
We got
on Tuesday.
Overdriven Reloaded Special Edition. Pang Adventures, Planet RIX 13, Sega Ages Outrun. Oof, it's gonna be hard for me not to get that one. Snowboarding, the next phase. It's from Red Bull Media House. Interesting.
Yeah, it's some of the people that worked on Skate and SSX3 made that game.
Oh, maybe it'll be all right. Stellar Interface. And Tetraminos, which is like a Tetris
ripoff,
right? You're talking about
knockoff. It's kind of like a Tetris, but some of the pieces aren't Tetraminos. It's like the one square block, and I feel cheated. The music's not that good, but if you really want Tetris on the Switch, there it is. Or you could, you know, get Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Just even the demo, it's like a full game. So,
yeah, that's true. One of the games that wasn't on the list was Guns of Mercy, Rangers Edition.
Okay.
And it did have a demo, but the demo is no longer on the eShop, so I don't know what happened to that.
Interesting. Nintendo 3DS Retail, the system that is never going to die. It'll be here forever. Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story, plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey. So pretty excited to hear Mel's take on this one. She's excited to get her 3DS or 2DS or DS out and play this one. So
yes, her DS out. Yeah. She can't wait.
Yeah.
That is, I want to say that's my favorite one. Bowser's Inside Story is my favorite Mario and Luigi game.
Is it like Magic School Bus meets Mario?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without Miss, what's her name? Miss Fritz?
I have no idea.
Fritz, yeah. Well, you started it.
that's as far as I can take it. I'm sorry. Kirby says Frizzle. The Oracle is back. Frizzle.
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Fritz Smith's rhythm.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump on over to the sales, shall we? All right. Here we go. How many? Whoa. There's only 81 sales. Are we? Yeah. Is everything okay? I don't know. Only 81 sales. So, Doodle God Evolution. It's coming out the 24th. You can get it for $4.89 right now. Pikaniku? I don't even know if I said it right, but
Pikaniku. That game looks really good. You play as like this little red ball with two legs. You kind of like walk around and it's got weird physics, but yeah, it looks really good from Devolver Digital.
Okay. All I saw was some quoted tweets saying, I thought this was a Pikmin announcement. You've also got At Sundown, Shots in the Dark. These are all pre-releases, guys, I believe.
Yeah, that's not out until the end of the month. Both of those are, I think all three of them are out on the 24th, 22nd.
Yeah, you got 24th, 22nd, Dying, Reborn, Nintendo Switch Edition, that's the 17th. Octahedron Transfixed Edition is the 17th. Planet RIX 13 is 424, that's the 16th. Stellar Interface, Cave Blazers, Double Cross, and Hopiku.
Hopiku is out right now too.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the pre-releases. Now this is just everything that's on sale. The Aquatic Adventure of the Last Human, Revenge of the Bird King, Odium to the Core is $332. Guys, that's actually a pretty fun game, especially for $332. I recommend it. It's quite fun actually. Uncanny Valley, Black Sea Odyssey.
Uncanny Valley is really good too.
Is it? Okay.
It's kind of like a 2D survival horror game that has like multiple paths and multiple endings. Yeah, it's really good.
Gotcha. There you go. Yeah, so we've also got Ink and Hacky Zack. They're bundled together for $509. That's a pretty good deal. Omega Strike, Pipe Push Paradise, Superhero Fight Club Reloaded. We talked about that one last week. Coloro is another one that we played. It's pretty good. It's all right. Mana Spark and Wonder Shot, all games that they're pretty decent. I have first looks for them on my channel if you want to check them out before you make a purchase. But they're all $666. Hyper Ride Vector Raid is $199. Coffee Crisis is also $666, and I really enjoyed that one. Escape Dude Land really wasn't for me. Some people might love it. It's also $666. So Crimson Keep, Dexterity Trip, Steamberg, Desktop Soccer, Soap, Dodgem, Chalk Dash Carnival, Roar, Jurassic Edition, Halloween Pinball, Storm in a Teacup, Paw Patrol on a Roll. Oh man, Paw Patrol. Tied Together, Crayola Scoot is $11.99. Crazy how fast that game dropped. Joggernauts, Guacamelee is $11.24. Velocity, Mummy Pinball, Super Inefficient Golf. That's a funny name. Shikando Soul Eater. Earthworms is 99 cents. Night Trap 25th Anniversary Edition. Guys, it will never be on a Nintendo console. Yet, here it is. It's $10.49 right now.
Not only is it here, but it's on sale.
Yeah, piece of history right there. It's part of the reason we have the ESRB. Space and a game that was like so controversial and only for adults is now rated teen. So just want to throw that out there. Space Ribbon, Red's Kingdom, Cosmic Star Heroin, Super
Cosmic Star Heroin's really good. It's like a turn-based RPG, kind of like the original PlayStation or SNES RPGs.
Okay.
It's really good.
Right on.
And it's only $10.49 right now.
Super Blackjack Battle 2 Turbo Edition, which looks all like right. Street Fighter. It's $3.99. The Inner World, Pixel Action Heroes, Final Light, The Prison, Toby the Secret Mind, Werewolf Pinball, The Inner World, and The Last Wind Monk, Adventure Time, Voxel Shop, Hotel Transylvania 3, Auto, Parallel, Smoke and Sacrifice, Shift Quantum, The Mystery of the Hudson Case, Saturday Morning RPG, $6.99. The Way Remastered is still 99 cents. Don't miss that one. Shadowbug, Outlast 2, Paper Wars, Cannon Fodder, Devastated, Outlast, Bundle of Terror, Superola and the Lost Burgers, Grand Prix, Rockin' Racing, Nine Parchments, Ben 10, Heroes of the Monkey Tavern, Earth Atlantis, Hate Zero's favorite game, Butcher, Tower of Babel, Quest of Dungeons. It's actually a pretty fun game, Quest of Dungeons.
Yeah, Quest of Dungeons is pretty fun.
Yeah, I recommend checking it out. Lightspear Double Spear Edition, the Jackbox Party Pack 2, and Severed, all on sale. So there's your sales. You got any of those on your wish list, make sure to go check them out and take advantage of those deals. So with that, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Here we go!
All right. Well, Super Nintendo, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, on Twitch sometimes, very rarely sometimes. Twitch, everything's Super Nintendo. And then you can find me on my podcast, which is now up on iTunes, which is We Like Indies.
We Like Indies. Guys, I made the logo for him and it said We Love Indies. And nobody caught it except for Mel.
Yeah. Because we all love indies. And Mel's like, no, we like it.
We only like it.
Yeah.
There's no love here. Just like.
Mel can only bring herself to like anything.
One day she will learn to love again.
Yeah. Except for Wawa. We love Wawa. She's
going to kill us. I can't wait till Tuesday. All right. Well, make sure you guys to check out We Like Indies now on iTunes. If you get a chance to rate and review, that would be super awesome. Reviews early on for a show are a very, very big deal. So if you got a second and you enjoyed the show, hit it with that 5-star. We really, really appreciate that. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram at N64Josh. I've been having so much fun over there, taking tons of photos, putting videos up. And guys, if you're on Instagram, I want you to tag me in your photos. I want to see all your Nintendo photos. All right. So make sure to tag me. I want to see what you guys are putting up there. If you got questions for the show, use the hashtag AskNPC. All right. And whether that be Twitter or Instagram, and we'll make sure we get to those questions. You can follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. You can follow this show on Twitter at NPowerCast. And the show notes for this episode will be N64Josh.com. You know, I said it was episode 161. I think it's actually episode 162. So, because I didn't modify that. So, NPC 162. You can email the show, npc@n64josh.com. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, it's audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in from OPC, n64josh.com/OPC. You automatically save $10 at checkout. Patreon.com/n64josh. Just a dollar gets you an extra podcast each month and all the past shows that are on there. Come join our Discord. We got lots of good people in there. If you join, make sure you say hi to Hate Zero. That's what everybody from the Smash Bros. Cast is doing. So, but seriously, if you're looking for people to play games with and you're having a hard time finding people, we have a ton of people that are playing Smash, Rocket League, all the stuff. So come hang out over there. We also got a Facebook group, n64josh.com/Facebook group. And that's n64josh.com/Discord. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. Goodbye now.